concerned, and we'll move right into the Desert Research Institute Foundation meeting. Chief of Staff Nick Wojcicki, will you please call roll?
Chair Brooks.
Here.
Vice Chair Arascotta.
Here.
Regent Boylan. Regent Brager. Here. Regent Brown. Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Cruz Crawford. Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Downs.
Here.
Regent Goodman.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian. You have a quorum present.
Thank you. We'll move right into public comment. For those who would like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 928-4944-5069 and passcode 555-555. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There's none in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comment here at UNLV. President Acharya, would you like to make any opening remarks?
Thank you, Chair Brooks. Kumud Acharya, President of DRI. I am deeply grateful for Kristen McMillan Porter's leadership of our foundation. She's worked tirelessly to super energize DRI Foundation and brought some amazing people to our foundation. Under her leadership, foundation is working really hard to organize some amazing innovative programs to increase philanthropic support, but also to enhance DRI's visibility nationally and globally. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, President. We'll now move right into agenda item number 2, which is the annual report, and we'll hear from the chair.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me now? Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members of the Board of Regents, for this opportunity to appear before you today. In my first year as Foundation Chair and on behalf of the 23 trustees that I am representing, I'm really honored and privileged to be able to stand here before you and represent Dr. Acharya and his faculty and team and the really important work and the impact that DRI is having globally, or all across the world, really. And I'm proud that fiscal year 23 was another successful year for the foundation. I'm just going to give you a quick snapshot because I know you have the report in front of you. First, an unmodified opinion of our audited financials that they present fairly in all respects. Next, approximately $1.5 million in new funds. And this is actually well above the historical averages that we've had, and it's really reflective of the commitment the foundation has to increase the role of philanthropy at DRI. And of these contributions, almost 90% were these were restricted contributions that went directly to support the programs and the initiatives at DRI, and of course 10% then would be unrestricted funds. Over the past 5 years, the financial position of the foundation increased by over 360%. Assets totaled $3.4 million in fiscal year 23, and that was up about $750,000 from just 5 years ago. DRIF, or the foundation, is really benefiting from the energy of a number of new trustees. We've really made a strategic point to really go out into the community and to other areas across the United States too, since DRI is a national and a global institution, to gain the talent and the commitment of a number of new trustees over the last 2 years. There are 5 that we're presenting to you today for your vote, as well as 2 trustees who will continue on for a second term. And I also need to say that the foundation has a very, very close connection with Dr. Acharya and his advancement team. And we are all benefiting from the professional advancement team that you have had the foresight of putting together, Dr. Acharya, and of course that includes Kristen Bergarello and Julie Matthews, who are here today, and the rest of your team. And I think one thing that you are doing, we all are doing very right, is really emphasizing the culture of philanthropy at DRI more so than it has been in the past. So we are ready to move full speed ahead for 24. We're looking ahead to continue some of the good programs that we started in 23, but there are really two main goals that we have and things that we're working on. First of all is endowing the Innovation Research Program. This is a program that was established in 2018, and there have been about three rounds of funding so far to give faculty members and researchers within DRI the opportunity to take ideas that they have and really provide some seed funding for those ideas so they can go out and hire the team, the materials they need. And it's just early stage funding, really, for new projects at DRI. And what we want to do going forward is to ensure that this program, which has been highly popular amongst the researchers, to be able to continue in perpetuity. So we are working on and building a $5 million endowment for that, and we'll be working on that for the next few years. But this is one of the top priorities of the foundation as we move forward in the years ahead. And, of course, the beauty of this IRP program is that every dollar that we invest, the foundation invests in faculty members, brings back generates a tremendous ROI. For example, over the last, since 2018, we've invested $750,000, which has returned $20 million in terms of new grants and other money coming back into the institution. The second project that we're working on is something that's very exciting. The foundation decided early this year to start something very bold and something that it's never done before. We want to expand awareness for the DRI, not only here in Nevada, but also nationally and internationally, and build a more diverse base of followers, supporters, donors for the Institute. So in support of this goal, the foundation is creating an annual environmental summit. And this is going to be focused on building resilient communities in the face of the effects of climate change. The inaugural event will be in August of 24 here in Las Vegas, and it's going to be titled AWE+, A-W-E+, which stands for Adaptable World Environment, but it also stands for the three pillars of DRI, the three main areas that DRI works in, and that is air, water, and earth. And every year we are focusing on the effects of wildfire, the devastating effects of wildfire for the first inaugural event. So that's the plus at the end of the AWE. We're focusing, as I said, on fire-adapted communities, and we're going to bring together a diverse set of delegates consisting of scientific experts, business leaders, policymakers, community organizations, and other important stakeholders are all going to get together, share information, and explore the development of user-inspired solutions, stakeholder-inspired solutions, so that we can make our communities much more resilient in the face of wildfire and other climate events. So that is what I have to say today, and I appreciate this opportunity so much. It's great to see all of you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Are there any questions by Regents? Regent Goodman?
I just have to say, this is so exciting. When we met, I said, we've got to let the world know, and I'm so happy mm-hmm. you're doing this, because this is truly our gem in Nevada. All the institutions are amazing, but nobody knows about DRI. And so I just really am very excited that you're going to do this, and I'm looking forward to being there and supporting you in any way I can. It's just really exciting.
Thank you, Regent Goodman, and I just want to say that it's my goal overall that is not our brand going forward, that we are the best kept secret in the state of Nevada. That will no longer be our brand in a few years.
Regent DelCarlo.
Thank you, Chair Brooks. And I love DRI too. I think it does phenomenal work, and so many people don't know that you're in all seven continents. I think that is so amazing. Little old Nevada, out there in the big world. But One of the things I think got stopped during COVID was your annual science medal dinner. Yes. And I just wondered if you'd be bringing that back. Because I'm just saying, because you always had such amazing speakers. And yeah. I really enjoy going. And I used to go even before I was a regent. So thank you.
So that is something that we have really seriously considered, how we reimagine the Nevada Medal event. We can't do it the way we used to do it. It takes a tremendous amount of resources to do that. And we were just not getting the return that we needed on that investment. We did do, during COVID, we did do it virtually, and that was very successful. So what I can tell you is it's probably not going to be a part of next year's event. However, we still have it in our head, in the back of our minds, and we're still considering how we might be able to reimagine the medal event.
Thank you again, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Is there a motion to approve the annual report by DRI?
So moved.
Second.
It was moved by Regent Ocala. Seconded by who?
Susan Bragger.
Regent Bragger. So there's a motion to approve the annual report by DRI by Regent Carvalho, seconded by Regent Bragger. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving this report, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
I vote yes. Those who oppose, please say no or nay. The annual report has been approved. We'll go to agenda item number three, the officers. Are there any questions regarding the officers? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item number four, consent items. Unless something has to be pulled, I'll ask for a motion to approve consent items 4A through 4B.
So moved.
Moved by Regent Down, seconded by Regent Perkins. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving the consent items 4A through 4B, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please say no or nay. Consent items have been approved. We'll move into new business. Is there any new business? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item number six, public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There is no public comment in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comment here at UNOV. SCS, is there any public comment?
There are no callers online at this time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And with that, we'll adjourn the meeting for the Desert Research Institute Research Foundation.